Perplexity AI CEO Aravind Srinivas. AI has glorious future because people don't enjoy their jobs. By Lucas Nolan on April 1, 2026. Perplexity AI CEO Aravind Srinivas is drawing widespread criticism after suggesting that workers should welcome being replaced by AI because most people dislike their jobs anyway. The New York Post reports that the co-founder of the San Francisco-based conversational AI company made the controversial remarks during a recent appearance on the All In podcast, where he framed widespread job displacement as a positive development that would ultimately benefit society. "The reality is most people don't enjoy their jobs," Srinivas said during the interview. He went on to argue that automation would create new opportunities for displaced workers to pursue entrepreneurship. "There's suddenly a new possibility, a new opportunity, to use these tools, learn them, and start your own mini business," he said. "Even if there is temporary job displacement to deal with, that sort of glorious future is what we should look forward to." The comments triggered immediate backlash from listeners and social media users, many of whom accused the tech executive of being disconnected from the financial realities facing ordinary workers. Critics pointed out that Srinivas, whose net worth is estimated in the millions, appeared unsympathetic to those struggling with unemployment and economic insecurity. "A man worth millions just told the single mother who lost her job that she should be grateful because now she can start a business using his product and called her unemployment a glorious future," one commenter wrote on X. "This is what happens when you've never needed a paycheck to keep the lights on." The controversy comes amid a wave of significant layoffs at major technology companies, with some firms explicitly citing AI as a factor in their workforce reductions. Amazon and Block are among the companies that have attributed at least part of their recent job cuts to AI-driven automation. Some observers offered more nuanced critiques of Srinivas's position. One commenter noted that while his view treats job loss as a temporary disruption that could enable solo entrepreneurship, the problem with this scenario is that losing a stable paycheck is painful for most, and many workers cannot instantly become founders. The commenter added that economists remain divided on whether AI is genuinely replacing labor at scale or simply providing companies with a convenient justification for cost-cutting measures. However, Srinivas did find some defenders among the podcast audience. Several supporters agreed that AI tools have indeed made it more feasible for individuals to operate businesses independently. "He is kinda right though," one user wrote. "A few years ago, one person couldn't realistically run ops, marketing, support, and product all alone, but now they can, and some of them are making real numbers." Another commenter suggested that this shift could indeed democratize entrepreneurship by lowering business creation costs. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red: The Left, the Right, China, and the Race to Control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.